Right. Sister White, the floor is yours.
Okay. Good afternoon, sisters. When I was a little girl, I recall my parents kneeling by my bedside to teach me prayers to honor, to respect, and to know the Lord. When I became a parent, I emulated some of the same practices in teaching my children how to honor, to respect, and know the Lord. On bended knees before going to bed, before we ate, or in general prayers of thanksgiving. I recall when my children went off to college, we made sure they were connected to a local congregation and had the support of the Christians in that particular congregation. Our prayer was that they would know God as we had taught them. I would often ask my children on Sunday calls, did you go to worship? Did you find ways to give thanks? Did you get involved? Excuse me. One day, my daughter Tiffany said to me, you don't have to keep asking me if I attended worship service or if I'm involved. I'm doing what I think is the right thing to do. And furthermore, I must know the Lord for myself and not for you. Well, she was right. Knowing the Lord was not about what I wanted for my children or family, or at that time, or even now. It's what I want from me, and how will I embrace him through knowing him? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. In many ways, I believe we are sometimes confused in knowing the difference between knowing about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and truly knowing him. To know Christ means to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Let's just think for a moment what it means to know about him, and what does it mean to know him? Is there a difference? If you would, for a moment, consider how you may classify your friends. There may be some who you know a lot about, and there are others you would really call friends you know very well. How do you determine when you really know someone? What are the distinguishing characteristics of one friend from another? For example, I may have a friend who I enjoy being around. I believe I know her well. But it may be superficial, such as I may know where she is from, what she likes to do, how she spends the weekend, where she works. I may even know some of her family members or where she worships. And I do enjoy being around her, and we call each other friends. And then there may be another friend who I know much, much better. That friend happens to be my confidant. That friends happens to be someone I can share things with. We share similar values. We spend time together. We travel together. We talk frequently. We laugh. We cry. We study. We pray together. We check on each other. And we support each other during trying times. And we are bonded in what we call sisterhood. And we nurture our relationship. So there is a difference in these two types of friendships. If indeed Christ is a friend and we truly love him and know him, we should know much more than where he was born or who his parents were or what his outreach and his services were or who were his disciples or what were some of the challenges. And certainly we know about the crucifixion. We should really treat him better than we treat our best friend because he has given us more than our friend could ever give us. He has given us life and the opportunity for salvation. He gave us his life so that we might live. We sometimes hear people say, I would give my life for you. When they are in love, they may say that. Would you do the same thing for Christ? To know him, To know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to know him through the relationship we share and the love that we have for him. Years ago, back in 1958, long before my time, of course, the Teddy Bears sang a song that was later released by other artists, and it was called To Know Him Is to Love Him. And you all may remember the song. It says, to know him is to love him. And I do. And although the song was not about Jesus, it was about relationships when you're in love with someone. So when a person truly knows Jesus and loves him, it's based on a relationship that is shared with him. And that relationship should include spending time together and talking regularly. And oftentimes that's in prayer. It's more than the superficial things we do or things we know about him, but more about knowing and believing in him and his power to save us. It's to know that there's peace in him and comfort in him and contentment in him. It's knowing that we can talk with him because he listens. It's knowing that he will never lead us astray. To know Christ means to know the power of his resurrection and fellowship of his sufferings. He knows us in our inner thoughts. Knowing him is knowing we have a confidant. He knows our strengths and weaknesses. It is in knowing him that we can lean on him. To know him is to trust his will for us. And knowing he has a plan for us. Like a good friend, we must nurture our relationship with him. We must talk to him and listen to his response to us, whether it's what we ask for and it's given or not. Fortunately, there is never a bad time to talk with Christ. And when we know Jesus, we also know God. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And this is 1 John 5:20. How can you know Jesus? Romans 10:19 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You must believe that Jesus is Lord and that he has risen from the dead. The reason he died was to pay for our sins. This is 1 Peter 2:24. How well do you know Jesus? That's a question that only you can answer. One way of determining how well we know the Lord is to know how much time we spend with him, studying, teaching, praying, helping others, and modeling the Christian life that he expects of his children. To know him, we need to be obedient to his word. We must have developed a relationship with him based on love and time we spend in conversation, trusting him and believing in him. As Christians, we can develop a special relationship with him. So I took the words from know him to mean K is for knowledgeable, and that's knowledgeable about the word. We must study. We must scratch below the surface to know more about him and to know him. The N is for nurture, to nurture the relationship, just as we would nurture a relationship with a friend and call and check in and spend time with that friend. We need to do that with God. We need to spend time with him in prayer, not just asking him for things, but in thanking him for all that he's given to us. The O stands for obey. We must obey his word. We must know that Christ died for our sins so that we might have the right to life. We must be obedient to his word. We didn't say perfect, and the Bible doesn't say perfect. But we must be obedient. The W stands for wisdom. We need to know that God was so wise that he gave his only begotten son to us. And that's a gift that we all have. So in knowing him, we can embrace the scriptures. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's take it from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and verses 37 through 39. So sisters, my question to us, including myself, is how well do we know him? How well do we know Jesus Christ? What is our relationship with him? Is there a relationship? Do we know more about him than how we actually know him? That's a question that only you can answer. And that is how I know him, through experience. And I'm sure that you as well know him through experience and through the relationship that we share. How well do you know Jesus Christ?
Amen.
That's it, ladies.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was great.
That was great.
Beautiful. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Sister Olivia.
Thank you. That was a great message.
If there's nothing like a refresher, nothing like it.
Amen.
We all have to remain focused. There's so many things out here that will take us away from the focus of the Lord, and they're so easily distracted. So it takes practice and practice and practice to remain focused. It's not easy. It's hard because we're not, like you said, Cicely, we're not perfect. And so we just need to make an effort to get to know him. In doing so, we get to know who we are. Mm-hmm. And then we get to know how to react and have relationships with other sisters and other people. It's like a building foundation for relationships. And I appreciate the lesson. I do need you to come off mute and give me the K in the N. I got distracted. I need K in the N.
The K is knowledgeable, and the N is nurture.
Nurture.
Nurture. And actually, Sister Alicia, in all of our Sunday school classes, we always ask our students, what's the takeaway, right? Mm-hmm. And how can it be practical to them? And this lesson for me was practical because I have to look at my time during the day and see where I spend most of my time. Uh-huh. And do I fit Christ into my schedule? Do I have to say, I'm going to schedule him in my schedule? Or is he a part of the schedule when I wake up? You know, from the time you put your feet on the floor to moving forward. And the application is, if I treat my girlfriends better than I treat him, I'm in trouble.
Not all of you have Apple devices, but if you have a certain setting on your device, it'll tell you how much screen time you
have.
And one day the screen time showed up, and this was during the time of COVID when it first hit. And when it told me I had over 15 hours of screen time, which means I'm sitting there watching Netflix, whatever else I'm doing, playing games, but I know I spent way too much time, on that device, which means I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And that means I do have time. Okay? I have time, and I need to pay attention to how I'm spending my time. So, Selena, you want to...
What I take away from what Sister Olivia told us was that, this is personally me, that I have to really search my soul. And I have to ask myself the question, how well do you know Jesus? I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. Without that honesty, I can't go any further, mm-hmm. you know. And like you said, Sister Alicia, you have to kind of, what is it, compartmentalize mm-hmm. some things. But Jesus, you don't do like that, you know. And like Olivia said, do I treat my girlfriend better than I do him? So my thing is being honest with myself. And then I start from there, knowing what I have to do. Thank you, Sister Olivia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not easy when I think about it because, and Willie Mae, I don't know if she's on the phone, can testify to this. I'm always in front of the laptop and I'm searching for things and I can always justify it and say, oh, I'm trying to work on a lesson and I'm doing this and that. But I do a lot for things that serve me. I need to think about what am I doing to serve him mm-hmm. and what am I doing yeah. and could I do to serve others. So this lesson really was for me, you know, like they say about preachers, you're stepping on my toes. I feel like my shoes are very tight because I'm stepping on my own toes, you know, in terms of how well do I know him and how do I treat him? You know, it's more than a talk.
And like you said,
I like the fact that you incorporated that you were taught to know him from a child. And you carried that forward. And, you know, in Deuteronomy, it says that we have to train. God asked us to train our children.
Yeah.
So you started from a child, and that's important for us to carry on that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We get to know him when we are trained to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remind ourselves once we become adults that to know him means to continue to study mm-hmm. him. So mm-hmm. that was outstanding.
And I also say for me, what I appreciated the most out of that lesson is how you said that sometimes we do things that are superficial. And that's what I need to focus on is not just being on the Tuesday devotion, being on Wednesday night Bible study, but spending time getting to know the Lord outside of the times where we gather as a church. So thank you for that, Sister. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Yes, amen.
At this time, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.